Hello, hello there, and welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey, and I'm joined by my fellow Lude librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is the Lude Librarian Podcast. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey. Before we get into the podcast, just a little mindful warning. We are adults and we're talking about adult topics in adult books. So this is R-rated. So just be mindful of who is listening around you.
Love that. Thank you.
All right, now that it's time, I'm going to crack open my tiny bourbon. That's...
I wanted it to have more sound.
I know, me too. I was
Not that
trying
I
for it.
thought I don't know why I thought bourbon would go psss,
You're
like it's carbonated, but
I'd like to take this moment and take a toast to Courtney's hair that looks fucking fantastic.
thank you. Thank you
Cheers
so
to Courtney's
much.
hair.
There's Courtney's hair.
I've already had 3 glasses of wine, so I'm sticking to water.
And we support you.
It was a rosé kind of day. It was nice out.
Rosé, although it
Yeah.
was nice today.
It was gross here.
Like,
Gloomy.
that's what we've had. We've had
Drizzly.
gloomy. We've had gloomy and kind of chilly, and today was warm. Sunshine. And you know, I get stuck in the back. Well, I guess you don't know. You left before I moved to the back, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I have no windows, so I don't know what the weather's like ever. Until my
You're just like in
clients are
your own
like,
cave.
yeah, my clients are like, it's hot as hell outside. And I'm like, I'd never know. But I do because it's hot in my studio. I have a fan, but
Did you put up your backyard pool yet?
I got rid of my pool.
Whoa, oh, did
I
it break?
yeah, I had holes in the bottom.
No.
So I went outside with a box cutter and I cut that shit down, and it felt really good.
Well, if you
Amazing.
see one, if you want to look on Costco, let me know. We can order it
You
for
know
you.
what? You know what? I think I'm gonna build a deck, and I think I'm gonna buy a Costco hot tub.
Hell yeah.
And then the Costco sheds, because they fit right inside perfectly. And so then I have a Four Seasons hot tub.
That's
That's a vibe.
amazing.
That's what I
I
think
love
I'm gonna
that.
do. Because
Yeah.
I've built a deck before, so I know I can build a deck.
Do you have a Costco membership or no?
I don't.
So we baby, just give me your credit
Yeah.
card. I'll order it for
Okay.
you.
All right.
At
All right. When the time comes, you got me.
Costco, sponsor us.
Yeah, please. That'd be crazy.
This episode will be a little late this week because of me.
Well, actually, I have
Apologies.
tomorrow off.
Oh, but you'd
So I
be
think I could
awesome if you could
probably
do
get
it.
it edited. Yeah.
You're the bomb.
Thanks. I
Yeah,
think
because
it
we were
would be
supposed
fun.
to record on Sunday, but I was at Disneyland
Jealous.
on May
Did you have
the
fun?
4th, be with you. Yes, so much fun. So, like, I got a May 4th, like, commemorative pin. Look, the little Jedi moves.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm super into like pin trading. I'm not like crazy about it. The only reason I got into it was because I watched a TikTok video and then I was like, I want to open a mystery pack. And then I found a mystery pack and it's the Lion King one. And the only pin I want out of the 6 pins that you can get is I want the fucking hyenas. I just want the hyenas. And what do I get every time? Not the fucking hyenas. So we did pin trading while we were there, and it was super fun. And I got this cutie. It's Yzma and her poison.
Oh my gosh,
I
yes.
love that.
Isn't that adorable? I was like, that's so cute.
That's cute. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great because it was Star Wars Day. So like usually they don't let you cosplay in the parks, but I think this weekend they were like, fuck it. Because there were people like in full blown, like face painted, giant prosthetics, like that weren't like performers.
Right.
So it was really cool to
Awesome.
watch. I mean, I'm not a super Star Wars fan. I like it, but that was cool. I went with my friend. Unfortunately, her dad passed away this past Thursday.
Oh my gosh, and she still came out?
Yeah, pretty suddenly from glioblastoma cancer. It was like 6 weeks and then he was gone. And I told her, you don't need to come. Like, I get it. Like, we can always postpone. We can do it another time. And she was like, it's kind of the only thing getting me through right now. And I was like, yeah, you can't really like judge how someone grieves. And sometimes you just
Right.
need, if your life is sucking that hard, like, what better way to make yourself feel better than go to fucking Disneyland?
That's so true.
And buy so many things that you do not need.
There tons of people there?
No, actually, because it was kind of
Wow.
rainy and
Oh.
overcast. So like the Californians were like, oh, it's so
Right.
cold,
It's too
right?
cold for them.
And I'm like, I don't care. We're walking around. I mean, this is no Illinois.
Right. Yeah.
So it was super fun. And towards the end of the night, it got super busy because they do like a special Disney After Dark event that you have to buy separate tickets to. That's when it started to get really busy, but because they closed the park down early at 8 so that it would start at 9. So I was actually glad the park closed late because I was like, I don't feel this pressure to stay until midnight. So we just meandered around.
Nice.
So that was my week. Oh, and
That's
I've almost read
goals.
a whole book in like a day.
Since we've talked last during our meeting, I have read Good Girl Complex, and then I went on to read the second book in that series. Then I said, I love Elle Kennedy so much. I went back and I've almost finished, we read The Deal, but I never went on. I have now read the second, and I'm almost finished with the third book in that series. So I've been on an L. Kennedy kick.
I do love Elle Kennedy.
She's refreshing. Although this third book in that
I
series is
know.
sad.
Yeah, I finished Wild Love by Elsie Silver.
Oh, yeah, I think I have that book. Wait, no. That's not the
You can't
heart,
look
the
over there anymore.
Fearless
They're
series.
gone. It's pink. It's like white and
Yeah.
pink. Because it's always at Target. So I got the audiobook and it was really good. It wasn't like amazing, but it was like a solid three. Like I was like, that was a nice listen.
I love that for
But
you.
Courtney, tell us more. So you finished like a billion books.
Oh, I did finish. That's what I was saying, is that I finished a billion books in a short time. Oh, and then I read that little tiny, My Date with Water,
I haven't read
which
it
was very short, 6 chapters. I didn't know they were so short, but they are fun.
I can't wait to read it.
It's good. And then that's all I've done. And then I just finished this book today because I had to take a break from it.
Since I read it like 3 weeks ago, I may not be the best.
I told Kristen that my notes are just kind of like me just being like, and this happened and then this happened, just to keep me on track. So, but I highlighted stuff on my Kindle so I can look at my highlighted stuff.
Like, I have in my brain the specific parts I'm gonna talk about. Do I know their names? No.
Oh, I do, because I think that their names are crazy. I'm not going to talk about it yet. Kristen, did anything good happen to you?
I have been packing. This will be my last podcast in this apartment. Next time you see me, I'll be in a different location.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's been mayhem because also like when you're leaving a place, like everybody wants to hang out with you at some point. And I love to have fun, so I always say yes. So I don't know. I feel like I'm mostly packed, but looking at my apartment gives me major anxiety because it looks like I've done nothing. So
Yeah.
we'll see. I'm in the biggest reading slump of my life. I don't know why. I am trudging my way through
Deep
the
End.
end
I
of the
love
end.
Deep End, so I feel bad. I'm so sorry.
And I was so excited to read it because I feel like Allie Hazelwood is like kind of my vibe, because I love like Elle Kennedy, Elsie Silver, Tessa Bailey. Like, I love them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because I was a swimmer for 18 years, like I understand it's all about this is not a spoiler, but it's like about a mental block and, all these things, and it's like I can kind of like to me that's like it resonates with me, but I think as someone who didn't come from that sport, you may also be like, eh,
I'm just like, why is this book so long? Nothing is happening. I'm only halfway through, so tune into our next episode. Maybe I'll like it by then. We'll see. But also, I think it's me. Like, I haven't enjoyed any books recently, so I think I just need like a little cute L. Kennedy
Breather.
here. You'll love The Good Girl Complex.
I want to read it now.
Well, you can't.
It's just one of those like good, because it's L. Kennedy. It's L. Kennedy. It's like just a good. I don't want to say she's predictable, but sometimes predictable isn't bad.
Yeah, sometimes you
Predictable.
need those like contemporary, like predictable, like feel good.
You know what I love about Elle Kennedy is that she does a third act breakup, but they don't last long. Her third act breakups are one chapter. And that's all. You don't have to like
We
go
applaud
four
her.
chapters of them just being like, and I didn't see her for 5 whole months. Like, that shit makes my heart hurt. Hers are like, we didn't talk to each other for a week. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Or
I
it's
think
like
I
a
think I need
day.
some Al Kennedy in my life.
Yeah,
I'm
because
excited.
the quote third act breakup in Wild Love is literally like a night. Like that's it. Yeah, Kristen, when are you officially moving?
Technically Tuesday, so a week from today, but I'm not home the rest of this week. So
Where are you going?
I'm going to St. Louis tomorrow, with Donald. It's our last hurrah. We're seeing a drag show. And then, well, I guess
Welcome.
I'm home Thursday, but it's faculty goodbye party for me. So I'm not going to be at home being productive. And then I'm in Chicago all weekend because I'm picking up my parents and they've never been to Chicago. So we're doing Friday through Monday. I'm going to teach in Springfield on Monday, picking up the U-Haul Tuesday and heading out.
Nice.
That's busy.
That is busy.
So, yeah, this will all sort itself out before then.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like by the time I was moving out of Macomb, I was like, fuck it, throw it all away. I mean, I honestly hired, so there was a girl who used to watch Duck for me. And then I was like, hey, if I pay you $200, will you just like take out the rest of what's in my cupboards and toss it? And she did.
Oh,
And so I was
that's
like,
nice.
cool. So I'd already left. I was like, can you, whatever's left in the apartment, just toss it.
I
So,
love that. I did hire movers because I'm not carrying everything into the U-Haul from
Oh yes,
upstairs.
I no longer do that. I do not walk upstairs with boxes anymore. I'm sorry. That may make me a privileged white lady. I refuse. I've done it so many times, so like I can't.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, so.
I think it's when we moved from DC, some from Salt Lake City to Washington, DC. That was when I was like, never again. Also,
Sometimes when you have to move with like a spouse, I swear I am sometimes at the point where I'm like, I will divorce you. I will find a divorce lawyer. I cannot do this with you again. It's the fights I get in when I'm trying to move large furniture. Ooh.
Yeah, so when we moved from Salt Lake City, Jamie and Marcus still lived there, and helped us move into the U-Haul, and we were like, we bought them dinner, right? We're sitting like on our apartment floor, like thanking them, and I'm like, wish we could return the favor, because they were moving like a month later to Chicago. I was like,
I hate it.
But yeah, oh, really quick, sorry to interrupt. We watched a YouTuber called Dead Meat. Anyways, they had like a live thing in Los Angeles, and for the giveaway that we're doing in June, or July, right? July?
I think July, yeah.
July. Listeners, look out for it. There's this theater in LA called the Dynasty Typewriter. And before every show, they show like some random ass commercials they made from like stock footage of like the 80s. And there was one that was like, "Do you love horse romances?" And it was just like a horse. And it was like, "Horse throb now on sale." And so sticker.
Can I enter the giveaway? I love
Yes.
that.
And then they had a few more. So we have a strawberry, for our last book.
Our
Oh,
pissy
yep,
pussy strawberry.
he
That last book.
does have a face. And then there, so like this is kind of like an example of what the commercials kind of look like. You know what I mean? Rap Beloved is for Christian, obviously. So, anyways, that's my tangent, but I wanted to show you the two stickers that will be in the giveaway.
Love it. So get
All right,
excited.
should
We're already
we?
collecting.
Right? Should we start?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, real quick before we start, just so everyone knows, content and trigger. Oh, hang on, hang on. This is Meat by Lizzie Bequin. Bequin? Bequin.
Bequin,
Something like
Bequin,
that.
Bequin,
Yeah, every
Bequin.
time. When someone asks me, I go through all of the different pronunciations that I have in my head for it. So, anyways,
No, we'll
this is
just try
Meat.
all of them.
This is Meat by Lizzie. And okay, this is Meat by Lizzie Bequin. I'm going with that one right now. Okay, this book is Reverse Harem, Aliens, Breeding, Feeding, Tusks, Deliciously Dark, Happily Ever After, Double Vaginal Penetration, Primal Pregnancies, and also. Maybe some consensual, non-consensual. And I think that covers it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing too crazy, but kind of.
Yeah.
I was gonna say there was some ones in there.
It was such a fast read.
It was an easy read, if you ask me. Daddy's because Daddy's Addiction was hard for me to read. This I flew through. I didn't have to like put it down and go, oh. I can't go on. This, I just was like, I need to read contemporary. Let me come back to Aliens in a minute.
Yeah, I think I read it like I started it like in the evening and finished it the next day. Like it was fast.
Yeah.
And you know
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
I was expecting like worse writing, but it's actually
Me
pretty well
too.
written.
Yeah. And this is a series. So there's like three books in a series, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know if I can read the rest of the series,
I don't think I
but
will. I think that the first book does a really good job of wrapping up, especially that epilogue is like, oh,
The
got
epilogue
it.
is like, see, I told you I loved the ending.
It was good. It was good.
It was a fantasy.
Yes.
It says, yes, it's like a sci-fi alien.
Sci-fi
Okay.
yeah, with
Yep.
alien penises.
Well, I heard alien and I said, oh, okay, maybe it's
And much like
fantasy or
Ocean's
something.
Embrace. They are still very humanoid. They just have tusks, but we'll
See,
get to that.
whenever I read anything with tusks, I like think about it for a hot minute and then it disappears like
I
from
know
my
I have to
mind.
remind myself because I'm like, well, where do the tusks come from?
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like,
But I think, okay, so
are they
the
here?
picture, hang on. There was a picture that I saw. Those some of the
Because the cover
pictures,
art, they do not have tusks.
no. But then there's like some cover art where they do, and I think that their tusks come are almost horn-like, like more from because when she's like, oh God, sorry, I keep hitting that. When she's like, because they go down on her and I'm like, but the tusks are in
Look.
the way. So I think they're like more from like the side, so they can still get
I think
between.
they're more like in their heads.
Yeah,
Like, you
they're
know?
like mountain goat horns almost,
Yeah,
but
that's what
they're
we're
calling them
going with.
tusks. Yeah.
That's what we're going with.
But we'll get there. Okay, I
Anyways,
can't wait.
the book opens and we meet our main character. Her name is
Alex
Alex. I couldn't
with a
remember.
Y.
Alex. And she's a prisoner on a spaceship. And we learn that she is a doctor. She's an OBGYN. And basically, when the earth started overpopulating, so they did like the one child rule. And she started helping women. It started out with one, and then it kept continuing where she would just let people have more than one, because she was like, she couldn't like do it, like couldn't do an abortion, or couldn't, you know, tell them to terminate or whatever it was. So she became like the back alley, let's have a second kid doctor. And they discovered her. And so what happens to prisoners on Earth now, because they in Earth, because the humans have depleted all the resources, they eat this stuff from an alien planet called
Kish. Oh,
Kish.
the Kish is what they eat.
Yeah, the Kish is what they eat. And the agreement from the US government slash human government is that they will trade people for the Kish, and the Kish is like super nutritious or something. And so she becomes a prisoner on this spaceship because they found out that she was allowing people to have more than one kid, and that was treason.
Yeah, and so she's on this ship, and everyone's naked on this ship. And
Yeah. My first thought was like, not the thighs, not the
yeah,
naked
it's
thighs.
disgusting. Everyone's sweaty, and you quickly find out that like the Kish comes down there. That's how they feed them on the ship, and it comes down from the ceiling in little tubes as if they're hamsters, and that's how they eat. They eat the Kish out of these little tubes, and the people around her can't get enough of it, and Kish will fatten you up. That's really the only way to put it.
Yeah, because she only
And
has like a little bit of it and then like couldn't stomach the rest.
yeah, but everyone around her is just growing on this spaceship on their way to this planet. And so she's like, I don't want to eat that. So she's skinny, and everyone else is just getting chubbier and chubbier and chubbier. And then they land on this planet, and they've got these collars on. And they come onto the ship, and they're the Nith is what they are, is this alien creature that kind of looks like a crocodile.
Yeah, I'm just kind of imagining like an upright crocodile with like a hat, like a
Yes.
yarmulke.
Yeah. She said that they have two legs and two arms. Proportions are roughly the same, except the head was elongated snout like a crocodile, sharp fangs, and then the skin is like black, and they have like reptilian beady eyes. So they're
Cute.
freaky little aliens.
Yeah, so they unload the ship and they realize that she's not fat. And they're
Yeah, and
like,
they're
what's wrong with you?
well, actually, they say human, what matter? Because they speak broken English. So they say, human, what matter? Why no eat? Which is, I think, is so funny. I was laughing the whole time I was reading these conversations. And then she says something,
She's
and
like,
he's,
sick. I'm
yeah, and he
sick.
said, you sick, bad meat? And she says, yes. And then they're like, oh, take her to the doctor.
But then she
And
realizes, she looks around and she realizes that these aren't just like homes, it's a slaughterhouse for humans.
that's why they're fattening
Because
them up.
the aliens eat human flesh.
Yes. So now the title is literally, the title
Meat.
literally, meat. Yeah.
Oh,
So
yikes.
she's like, oh my God, I'm here for food. This is a slaughterhouse. I must run. So she runs, and she just escapes so easily.
But she's like on another planet though, so you can't really escape.
Not
No, but
really.
she does run into the woods, and they don't.
Yeah, because she's like, I don't want to get eaten.
Yeah. So she runs, and then she's like in the woods, and she's naked, she's barefoot, she's running through the woods, her feet are all tore up. And next thing you know,
She's
she's been
whoop,
snared.
snared
She's
by a
been,
trap.
yeah, she's in a trap.
She's upside down, hanging from a tree by her
For quite a
foot.
while, she's like realizing that all her blood is rushing to her head.
She's
But
like, I might pass
then,
out in like 2 minutes.
yeah. But then she sees something approach her. She can kind of hear it rustling, and then she sees it. And listen, an alien has entered the chat. He is huge. His feet, huge, with claws. His legs are huge. She says they're like trunks, like tree trunks. And he's wearing a loincloth. And he has great abs, and his neck is huge and bullish. And
Which I don't know if I love a huge neck.
me either. It's like, I love muscles, but like, not like, I don't want your
You
head
don't want
and I don't want your shoulders to look like your neck, like
Yeah.
all one. No, thank you.
I feel like that's
His
like a
face.
common like thing though when they like try to describe like hot muscly guys. They're like, he's a thick neck, and I never get
No,
it.
because like I don't even like huge traps. Like traps kind of
Same.
freak me out too.
He's
I'm
got
like, ugh. But you know what? Deep down, I think that what I really like is someone who's super sickly thin, who looks like they've
Who's
been doing
Timothée
drugs. I'm
Chalamet?
thinking like a Pete Davidson, super tall, but like has been on a bender for a week straight and hasn't slept. I want the bags under the eyes,
Oh.
scrawny. I
And the
want them to
mask.
look strong. Throw a mask on it. I'm starfish waiting for
Cherry
you.
on top. I'm starfishing. Bye, Desi.
JK, JK. My For You page right now, though, because I liked one masked man video. That's all my For You page is right now. And it was a lights out because, Josh is like silly. It was a silly one, but now I'm getting thirst traps. So that's what happens.
What can you do?
I don't know. Anyways, tangent. Okay, his face, hewn from stone, straight lines, angles, and brutal cheekbones. So hot, I guess. But he has tusks. I said, but
Which
the motherfucker has tusks. So jump scare. Also, this book is in the third person. So, but
I
you get
didn't
it from
love
different.
that, but
I
it was
don't
okay.
either. I don't either. I liked it though because you kind of jumped from perspective, even though it was in third person, you knew whose perspective you were in. I'm okay with that. I like that. So that was all in Alex's point of view, and then we switch over, and now we are in this man's name is Ravnar. The most alien name you could think
Ravnar.
of.
And he's like, look at this meat. It's kind of skinny. He's never seen anything like it. And
No.
so he tugs her down and like holds her and is like,
This is so funny to me. I love this.
he starts like sniffing her and licking her. And then he starts licking, he starts smelling her vagina. And he's like, oh, that smells good. And he starts to taste it.
Yeah.
I'm just
But
imagining her
Ragnar,
upside
again,
down and he's
but
like,
you're skipping the funniest part to me is that he's like looking at her, he's like inspecting her, he's like fondling her boobs, and he's like, what are these fleshy protuberances from her body? And he's like holding them and he's like, these will make a great cut of meat. Like he's thinking he's snared an animal to eat. And then but then he's like, where's her piss stick? Which is what he calls his penis.
Okay, this was like my hardcore highlighted. Like, why did they call them a piss stick? That immediately, I was like,
He's like, so where's her piss stick? And then he's like exploring her, and that's when he's like tasting her, and he's like, oh, what is this delectable? He calls it her bottom mouth or whatever he says. He says, there's something like a wound between its legs.
I
I said,
guess
honestly, this book is kind of funny.
I honestly was like, I guess that's how I will refer to it from now on, my bottom head.
Yeah, he calls it like her vertical mouth or something. I don't, or horizontal mouth, I don't know.
It's
But
weird, whatever it is, but it's hilarious.
he's like licking around, he's like tasting her. He dips his tongue inside her and he's like, that's the most delectable snack I've ever had.
And of
And
course
then
he's
just,
giant, so he's like a giant tongue.
yeah. And he is like, yeah, he basically eats her out. And he like, he oh then he like explores her belly button. He has strange stirrings in his sacs, he is, which is his balls. So because they're aliens, they don't have the same words we have, and so he doesn't know what he's feeling. He talks about how like sometimes all he doesn't know like what it means to masturbate, and so he'll say, sometimes I just like yank on it till I have a white secretion, like because he doesn't know.
It's bizarre.
In it, but it's funny to me because I'm like, that honestly, yeah.
Is there
People
no such
don't.
thing as like alien sex in this
Well,
world?
you'll find out
You'll
soon.
find out.
Oh. Is it
So
like Rocky Horror with the elbow sex?
okay.
Sorry.
He vertical mouth is what he calls it. He said, let's peel it open and look. And then that's when he so because he's licking, he's like, that's the piss holes. So he finds the different holes. And then he says the other hole, he sniffed it, and he's like, anus. That's what he says. So he goes, anus.
So that word is the same. Great.
Yeah. He's like, yes, that's. He said, I sniffed it. The other hole, which was her vagina. He said, I sniffed it. I was immediately hard. The blood flowed to his piss stick.
I was like, oh my God, can I get through this book?
Yeah. He also says, I can't wait to take her back to Krog and jail. And I'm like, who are these people? We'll find out. And jail is such a, every time I read it, I kept saying Jake in my head. I
In
was like, oh,
my
that's.
mind, I was pronouncing it like JL.
Oh, JL. I like that better than jail. I was like, that's so close to Jake or Kale that it's like too modern for me. So he eats her out and she's moaning. He also spanks her a little bit. I think he likes the way she
At first, he's
jiggles.
like testing the meat, and then he's like,
Yeah.
ooh, it jiggles.
Ooh,
And then she like
yeah.
moans, and he's like,
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he also puts his fingers inside. Yeah.
My immediate thought was like, oh, dirty, dirty, dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess maybe we're not
Yeah.
worried about UTIs on an alien
No,
planet.
we're not. There's another there we'll get there soon. Whew.
Can't
Okay.
wait. I'm on the
Then
edge of my seat.
by the way, she likes whatever's happening, just so you know.
Yeah,
She's
because we
moaning,
switch back and
she's
she's like,
wet.
yeah, and we like switch back to her and she's like, I don't want to, but she of course comes and loves it. And
Yeah.
then he like throws her over his shoulder.
Yeah, he like hog ties her and then like takes her back to his camp
Sack of
on.
meat.
Yeah. They have horses, by the way. They look like
Ooh.
velociraptors.
I kind
But
of
that's
imagined that they
bricks.
looked like
A thestral? That's what I was picturing.
Oh yeah. See, I was like the exact opposite. Mine, I thought of like thought of like an emu, but like purple and blue with like a bigger head and tusks. And he's like,
Like that
oh.
would make more sense because they look like velociraptors. You're right.
Yeah.
I just could not stop picturing a thestral, like an emaciated skin and bones horse looking thing. That's
Yeah,
what I was
yeah.
picturing.
Makes
That makes
sense.
so much more sense though.
Does
Does it?
it? Does he live separately from like all these other people that have like the butcher of humans on
Yeah,
their?
yes.
He's not a Nith. He is
Something
more
completely
human.
different.
Yeah. But so he takes her back to his camp, and that's when we meet Krog in jail, or JL, Jake, if you will. He shows them her vertical mouth down below, and they also take a taste and
Oh, so we're just
a
show and
touch.
tell.
Yeah, and she hates it, but she loves it. She's getting fucking finger banged by three dudes. What more can
Yeah.
you want in a
Yeah.
book? If
Oh,
you
and they don't speak English.
No, they don't. They have their own like grunty language. But they still speak, and so she has to like tell them like Alex and like she like learns their names, but it's still
Yeah.
broken.
Out of like
It's
the three
cute.
of them, there's a younger one, and like she has the most like is able to like talk to him, and like she teaches some of her language and he teaches some of his. So they have like broken words between
Yeah.
them.
Yep. Yeah. Now, so we know they have different roles, and Krog is the cook, and he needs you to eat, because if you don't, he will force feed you. And by you, I mean Alex. He's not doing anything to me.
Yeah, he gets
Because
Kish.
he's trying to fatten her up.
Right, because at this point, she's still food for them. But she's too skinny. They gotta feed her a little bit.
Yeah, fatten her up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they like kind of know what they found.
They don't know she's a human.
Yeah.
They have no idea what
They
she
don't know.
is.
Because she's skinnier than the rest?
No, because
Well,
they've never seen anything like her before because they are not part of the other aliens at all.
okay, got it.
yeah
Think
yeah
like they live in the Amazon, you know, like deep Amazon. They've never like seen civilization, that sort of thing.
yeah okay so they exchange names, and Alex has to try to teach them their names. She tells them that she's a woman, and they just say like woman, but with like W's, like woman. Well, think like almost caveman speaking.
Woman.
Jail shows off his piss stick, by the way, and he says with his penis, he says, I'm a, how do you say what they are? How do you say it? Do you say like euchre or ochre?
I said ochre in my
Because she put
mind.
an in front of it. So like an ochre.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So he
'Cause then it would
says,
be an euchre, and I don't know, it
yes.
doesn't.
Yeah. So he says, euchre woman. But he's like showing her his penis because he has a penis piss stick. And she does not. So he thinks that that's the difference.
And she's like, not quite.
Yeah, no. She's like, I'm a doctor. I know you're a man. I'm a woman. We'll figure this out later. Then Krog says we must feed her because she is too skinny. So he makes her a sort of biscuits and gravy and cobbler. And apparently Krog is an amazing chef at his little campsite.
Yeah. I'd want him on Survivor.
For real.
And do you know, so cobbler is for dessert, cobbler's for dessert, but can you guess what her extra dessert is?
His piss stick?
It is.
Yeah. You're getting
You got it, girl.
it.
You got it. I said, from cobbler to alien dick, Alex is going to be so full. He,
Which one
okay,
is
but
it? Is it the young one or is it the other one?
Krog is the one who face fucks her.
Got it. He's not the young one.
No, he's the old. If you ask me, he's the oldest,
He's
and
like
then
the
Ravnar.
leader. Got
Yes,
it.
and then Ravnar, and then Jael or JL. But he, so like these guys don't understand sex. They've never done it. He just knows that when he yanks on his piss stick and he comes, that it feels great. That's all he knows. But he doesn't know why he does it. But all of a sudden, Krog has an idea that he thinks he should stick his dick in her mouth.
His
So
stick.
he, his piss stick. I said Krog needs his piss stick sucked, and he doesn't understand it, and he doesn't. He just knows that that's what he wants to do. So he violently, I shouldn't say violently because she's into it,
Aggressively.
aggressively face fucks her.
You know how I feel about these type of scenes.
She, and it, I, what I will tell you, this one is, this is hard to describe because to me, like, I don't like, I shouldn't say that
I'm not
either.
a huge fan of consent, non-consensual, but like the way that this one's written, you're like, oh, okay. Like, you're not like, oh God,
Yeah.
like, is it? This one, you're like, oh, she likes it. Like,
She
it's
likes
pretty
it for sure.
obvious.
So he, yeah, he starts to do it. And then he then like pulls away and picks her up and moves her to like these I don't know, like crates or whatever they're on. And he goes at it even more aggressively because now she's laying down and he's over her, like.
Yeah, am I the only one who was like, how is he
Yeah,
standing? Like,
she's laying down, and this is, so this is her head, and he's here, and he's like forcing it in her mouth because she says,
so is he straddling her head?
probably kind of a little bit. He's behind her
Okay.
for sure, like here. And then she says, musty animal smell, because he's raunchy. Like
I
he has a
literally went,
raunchy
eh.
smell. Yeah, he has a raunchy smell.
It's
His
like, so
balls are
does he sm
smacking her in the face, and his ball sweat is running down her face as well.
And I immediately
She
was like,
says, yeah. She says, the musky smell of his loins.
immediately
Those
was like,
loins.
nope.
I'm like picturing, I can like smell, like in my mind, I'm like, that's horrible. I can almost smell it. Like, this book is, I don't want it. I don't want that. I could have done without the musky loin smell. But everyone is getting involved in this. Jael is between her legs, finger banging her. No. Well, yes, he's finger banging her and eating her out.
Yeah, one of them. I
And
don't know.
yeah, and Ravnar is off to the side, wanking it. He's
He likes
just,
to watch.
yeah. She call so when Krog finishes in her, oh, by the way, he's his piss stick is so big, it's he she's like, I
It's
swear it's
like
in my
down her
esophagus.
throat. And I was
Yeah,
like,
she's like, she can, you could probably see her throat bulging. Like, that's
I
what
was
she
like,
says. It's like
oh.
tickling her esophagus. Yeah.
Like it's gotta be like that
Yeah.
big. And
Yeah.
she didn't throw up.
No,
No.
she calls his cum the final dessert. And I was
I
like,
don't
yeah.
know, like,
Oh.
I don't have a super sensitive gag reflex, but I feel like this description
Tickling my
would
esophagus?
make me throw up.
I mean, I don't either, but also I am not gonna swallow that shit.
Not the
Not.
musky. Not the musky smell of his loins. There's at the
Horrifying.
very end of this book, there is a, she says something at the end of this book, and I'm like, that's disgusting. I don't want to know any of it.
I will say I am struggling with a lot of these like unhinged books. I'm struggling now because all I can think about is when we were talking Milking the Minotaur, and I'm like, it's like pastry cream. And I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
yellowish pastry cream. Nah. Because like the other day at work, patients like bring us stuff. And there's this bakery down the road, and it's like these amazing, like flaky pastries with pastry cream and strawberries, like fresh strawberries. And I bit into one and then I looked at it and I was like,
No. No, girl. No.
don't know if I can look at it the same way again.
None of that Minotaur milk.
I'll have to close my eyes while I eat them
You
because they're so
guys,
good.
we gotta let the Minotaur lay in the past. I can't think about it anymore.
You should read this book. Honestly, it's pretty good if you ask me. I flew through it.
I did too. Like, I was never like, oh, I gotta put that down. I was like, ah, just
Yeah.
power through. Like, it wasn't
I just did
hard.
at the end because I was like, I need something contemporary.
I will say
So.
there was a bunch of skimming. I was like,
Oh yeah, it's easy to skim. Yeah. It's really not that long. So she swallows that final dessert, and then
Swallows.
Ravnar comes on her chest, and she's like, it's so hot, it's so erotic. Before she can even tell him not to, he gathers it up on his fingers, and he doesn't know why he's about to do this, but he does it anyways, and he pushes it inside her before she can say, don't do that. I don't know how this works. It's too late though. He's already done it. I said, my notes say, no.
My notes, if I had them, would immediately say, ooh.
Yeah. So back to when he like fingers her in the woods and you're like, ooh, dirty fingers. Because then she said that they smelled dirty. I was like, this bitch gonna be pregnant and have a UTI.
Yeah.
Oh God.
God.
But no T UTIs, so.
No UTIs.
So she goes to sleep and they chain her to, or they tie her to the, yeah, after they fuck her, she's still a prisoner. They're still trying to fatten her up. They're fucking their food. So.
And they're like arguing between themselves because like the young one's like, let's keep her, and the old one's like, no, she's food.
Right, because she's wearing this collar, so they think she was a Nith pet, is what they are thinking at first. And they're like, let's keep, he's like, let's keep her. She can be our pet. And then their Krog is like, no, we're gonna eat her. She's food. Look at her. We're fattening her up. So they tie her to a tree. She falls asleep after her, she's been dicked down. And
Triple
when
dig
she
down.
triple dig down, she wakes up. She's damn near triple her size. She's chubby and her titties are full of milk. She
And
like
she's like, my
tweaks her
thighs
nipples.
are pressing together. And I was like,
Yes.
ooh.
Yeah. She has
So like
gained
my
weight.
everyday life.
Yeah. She has gained weight overnight. She says her breasts are heavy. And when she pushes on her nipples, that milk comes out of them.
This
And
is
in my
overnight.
mind, I'm, yes. And it's in my mind where I'm like, girl, she probably went from like a size 2 to like an average 16.
Yeah, probably.
Welcome to the rest of the US. But then she figures out that like something to do with like it's loose, like the her chain or rope or whatever.
Yeah, it's just long enough she can get to Ravnar and steal his knife.
Yeah, and then she cuts it and then she hightails it out of there.
And
And
she
while
runs
she's running,
away.
she's, yeah, while she runs, she talks about like her thighs are sticking together and she's slower because she's fatter. And I was like, girl, welcome to the rest And then she runs and runs and runs. And then shit, there's a bunch of Nyths, the alligator aliens. And she's like, fuck. But then they see her and they start,
The
shooting
Nyths have
shit.
like they're advanced, so they have guns and they have hover bikes, and they whereas the her you know her captors are very primitive and primal. They cook over an open flame. They ride horses. They don't wear clothes. They use
Got it.
slingshots. So the Nith are trying to get her, and out of nowhere, someone's killed by a slingshot, and it's her mens. She got her mans. They've come to rescue her, which they're not really rescuing her. They've come to find her because their pet has gone missing. So they got their slingshot and they kill the Nyths. Nyths, that's hard to say.
Well, don't they kill one with a slingshot and stab another or something? Something like that. It's like more heroic.
Absolutely. So now she has to be punished.
So, well, they grab her and then hightail it out of there.
Yes.
Because basically we learned that the whatever type of alien they are, they were prisoners of the Nyths.
Oh.
And the reason they don't know a lot is because not only were they prisoners of the Nyths, like working on the Kish plantations, they were created by the Nyths, like in a lab. So that's why they don't like have belly buttons. Like that's why they don't understand what anything is or like anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Because she ran away, she has to be punished. And so they,
Duh.
Ravnar starts spanking her, and Jael is like, don't do that. You're being too mean. And they make him spank her to teach him a lesson as well. However, Miss Girl,
She
she's
loves
turned
a good
on.
spanking.
She loves it. At one point, he's spanking her, and Krog is like, flip her over, spank her cunt. He said, I don't know why I said that. I just made it up.
He's
So,
like,
cunt. He's made up the word cunt, which I love that word, so that's fine. So he starts slapping her front, and she loves it. And her, they call her clit, her nub, they call it. That's what they don't have the word clit, but. So
Nub.
he's,
I mean, that's good enough, I
yeah,
guess.
it's good
Better
enough
than
for
like
me.
open bottom mouth.
Yeah, it's better than a vertical mouth. The slapping turns into fingering, and then they're like, that's enough. You're supposed to be punishing her. She likes this too much.
And he's like,
Fine. And you know what? He sounds so cute and sweet that I couldn't be mad at him.
But
He's.
like, so is it, was it that food that she had at the other place that made her so?
She's not
Yeah, they
sure.
fed her, the aliens, the three tusk aliens, sexy aliens, fed her the kish and like the cobbler and shit. And that's what made her grow.
Oh, that's
Right.
crazy that
But
it
that
happened
doesn't
so fast.
explain. I know, but it doesn't explain the milky titties.
Well, it must be from his swipe, his insert.
You'd think so.
You'd think so.
So they take her back to a camp, and things are about to get even better.
I'm about to get
Okay.
sexer.
So they want to feed her again because at this point she is still food for them. They have not decided to keep her. And He Krog makes another delicious meal. He makes like a pudding, like a bread pudding almost, and she refuses to eat it because she thinks that that's what's making her so chubby. She's just not sure what's going on. He gets a fucking funnel and a hose out
And
and
like
force
force
feeds
feeds
it.
her.
No.
That's the only part of the book where I was like, ah, I didn't need that.
The other sickening part to me is that she can see and feel herself getting plumper by the second.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
was
I don't
like,
think that's what she's eating.
But then
Now, is grossed
again,
out?
I don't know. I mean, it was like one day I woke up and I was chubby, so maybe I don't know if it would be better just seeing it
I
happen.
think about that all the time, how I was like, I think I woke up one day and like one day I was in like little girls' clothes and the next day I was like fully wearing juniors. Like I don't think I ever made that transition into like
Same.
I just one
Same.
day was like, oh, one day I wasn't wearing a bra, one day I had to wear a bra.
Yeah. Did you have your
Okay.
period really early too?
Fifth grade.
Okay. Same, same,
Yeah.
samesies. 9 when I was right before I turned 10. So like
Yeah.
again, it's like one day you're like, oh, and the next day they're like, you're a woman. And you're like,
Yeah. Yeah. It was
ah.
my body said, and you thought, bitch, you're never gonna be petite.
Yeah, same.
Never.
Same.
Never. I wouldn't change it. I'm
No,
fine.
you are hot and sexy the
Thank
way you
you.
are.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just do a hair swipe.
Yes, give us a
Yes.
flip. Work
Yes.
it.
Your hair looks really good.
It does look
Thank
good.
you. Did you
Thank
do it
you.
or did you have someone cut it?
Rachel cut it. I said, like, okay, I had a bad dream about a haircut and I said I want volume and the haircut was really bad. And so when I went to Rachel yesterday, I said, okay, this is, I showed her like three pictures. I was like, I like Sabrina Carpenter's hair, but I don't want it to be that big. But I like this and this, but I like the way her hair moves. Like I like Sabrina Carpenter's movement. So I said, do what you want to do. Keep my length long, right? Like just like trim my length, but you can give me layers. And so I think she did a perfect job.
It
It's
yeah, it
just
looks
like
great. Really
it's just
good.
like it's just like maybe a 2, 2.5 inch difference from the bottom.
It looks really good. I
And
have
then
a
my
light. Texted my salon girl because like you can't see them, but I'm covering like all my gray silver hairs, and I'm like, oh
I
no,
love
I
mine.
need the
Mine just
summer
like
so bad to like lighten up so you can't see the grays as much.
mine sparkle in the light and I love it. I don't, because
Yeah,
this is all natural. The only thing that's colored is my bangs. The rest
the
of it
thing is, I
is.
walk in the mirror and it's like you see like silver, 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 like.
Yep.
On both sides, and I'm like, no.
I love it. I like pull my hair back and I have like patches that are.
See, if I was truly salt and pepper, I would embrace that shit, but I'm not. So
I
instead,
know
I
what my
go
future looks
red.
like. I know what my dad's hair looks like. I'm gonna look like my dad. If I draw a mustache on, I am my dad.
If I draw a
100%.
mustache on, I am my grandfather with his really chubby, arthritic. Fingers, so everyone, watch out.
My Siri just
I
turned
do
on.
feel
Hello,
like one
Siri.
day I just woke up and had a lot of gray hairs, and I don't like that.
I
But
found
you know what?
blonde.
My
You're
first one.
blonde, so it's easy to cover. Sorry, Courtney.
I would just say I woke up on my 21st birthday, and that's when I found my first gray hair.
Yeah, I
I
found
know. I
mine when I
just
turned
know.
25. That was the first time I saw one.
I feel like this is a very recent thing for me. I'm really not okay with it.
Go stand in the sun.
I'll be doing it all summer. Don't worry.
Anyways, where were we?
They are force feeding her
Feeding
food.
her.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
force feeding her. And she, for some reason, she likes it. She's like, she's swallowing this force-fed pudding.
This
She's like,
girl.
yeah, she was meant to find this planet.
Pretty
It
much.
was her calling. So she's getting plumper by the second. And Krog is not sure what's happening in his brain either because he has like a sudden need to like do things with his pistic, okay? He thinks that it would serve him well if he put it inside her vertical mouth. that little mouth down below. But before he does that, he breastfeeds. He
It's
sucks
fucking
them
weird.
titties. He sucks them titties, and she loves it because they're so heavy and need release, right? Like that feels good for her.
Oh my God,
And
this is a crazy book. You
know,
know
out
what
of
I
all the
love?
ones we've read, it could be weirder.
I love that now 2 episodes in a row, we have a breastfeeding kink that's happened.
Yeah, but this one's like a true
Unintentional.
one.
Yeah, this one is truly. And again, he has no idea what he's doing. He has never encountered a woman. So he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has no idea. She loves it. And this is so he's like, he has this epiphany and he's like, I've got to put my fucking dick in her. And so he does it. And she says her holes were opening for him.
And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, she's like, all my holes are open for Krog. Also,
Okay.
she's been well greased. That's what she says. She's well greased for him.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I was like, ah.
That she calls it his long, thick pole of meat.
You know, it's better than piss stick.
It's better than piss stick.
Hey, Christian, I'm gonna call your wiener. He's not even listening. Never mind. He's not even
I'm
listening.
gonna call your wiener.
I
feel like I'll never think of pixie sticks the same again. I used to love the
the
pixie.
giveaway. We need to put pixie sticks in the
Oh,
giveaway.
that's great. Hang on.
Write that
Making a
down.
note.
Write that down. Wait, I have
Pixie
to
stick.
pee super bad. I'll be right
Okay.
back.
From your piss stick?
Yes,
Yeah.
from my s vertical mouth. Where were
Where
we?
we were about to consummate this relationship with the
Okay.
piss stick in the vagina.
Yes, I can't wait to hear about this.
So he puts his long, thick pole of meat, pole of meat inside her. She's like standing on the tree at first, and
Yeah,
then like
something like that.
they like move to the ground. And she's on top for a little bit, I think. He comes inside her. We don't care anymore, apparently. We,
Like, whatever.
but they're not.
Well, mainly because she's like, I don't think human and alien DNA will match.
Yeah. And she's like, after last night, Ravnar already fucked his comeback into me. So what's the harm at this point? Right? She's
Okay.
already breastfeeding, you know? Like,
Well.
there's something going on. So he comes inside her and she looks at him and she just is like, okay, kiss me. So now we're fully in relationships. We're kissing each other now. Like now these men understand what they're doing, right? Like now it's like, oh, this is desire, this is arousal. So now they're kissing. And I just can't stop thinking about like his tusks. Like, where is tusks? Is she like caressing his tusks? Like, that's all I was thinking about at this point.
Honestly, at my point, I was like, they're gone. They're
They are
not
not
there.
there. There are no more tusks.
No tusks.
And it's like they've fallen in love, right? Like that's what it feels like at this point. We've been together like a couple days and we've fallen in love, which is how we do it in books. It's fine.
Classic.
It's fine. No judging. In real life, yes, but
Yeah, I wrote they're in love after one night, an orgy, and a rough tree fuck. And then after this tree fuck, it's Jael's turn to fuck her. JL, Jael, Jake. So
Oh.
he fucks her. And
Whatever name you want to call him.
I said, I mean, she's already stretched out. Why not? Because she talks about how big Ravnar's dick is. Like, that's all she talks about. She's like, it's so big. And she says, I've already stretched out. Who cares? It's consensual, so it's all good. And this is where we get the double penetration because Ravnar comes up behind and she says, oh no, not my ass.
Yeah, she's
And
like,
he has.
uh-uh.
He has no intention of putting it there. Instead, he wants to slide it in with his good buddy Jail.
Oh,
So he
okay.
does. So they DP
Mm-mm.
her. They
Mm-mm.
DP her. And if you ask me, it's kind of hot.
It is, it
I like
is.
it. I didn't mind reading it.
I
Although,
didn't either.
I will say Ravnar, he is like the, he like speaks the least. He's very rough. I mean, Krog is rough, but Krog still will like hold a conversation with her, whereas Ravnar is just like, I'm gonna double penetrate you and then I'm gonna leave. Bye. Like
Yeah.
that is him to a T. He's just like, he's a loner, really.
So she likes Ravnar the most?
I
I like some
honestly,
all
I
equally.
yeah. They just have different roles.
Yeah.
Krog is the
Okay.
protector, the cook, and Jael is like the sensitive, sweet guy. And then Ravnar is their hunter. Like he goes out on his own. If we're thinking that this is like Credence, Ravnar is Caleb. Like
Ooh, I
he's
don't remember.
You
don't
Fine.
remember Uncle Daddy
You don't
Jake?
need to. Yeah, Uncle
I
Daddy
mean, I
Jake.
was the listener. I didn't read it.
We know you hated Caleb. You loved Noah.
Yeah, I think I liked whatever one she didn't end up with.
Yeah, Noah.
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 Does JL is like Noah.
Okay.
And
Yeah. See,
Ragnar
I like a
is like
sensitive, sweet
Caleb.
guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
In
Yeah.
my
But
brain, I can't seem to find them in real life, though. So.
Basically, they're like, we gotta move farther from the Kish. We just killed a bunch of them. We gotta stop fucking. So then they start traveling. And basically, the next chapter is she's like, well, I'm a doctor. I'm an OBGYN and I'm pregnant. And
Yeah,
you're
she's
like,
literally.
what?
Yeah.
So she's like pregnant and she's not even like a
But she's
little
not like
pregnant.
preg. Yeah.
She's
Go
like
ahead.
pregnant.
That's what I wrote. She's not just pregnant. She's pregnant.
Like
After
she's
like a
like
day?
8 months pregnant. Yes.
Yeah.
And
Like
you've
any
and
day
she's
now.
yeah, she's come to like the realization that like something to do with their alien DNA and hers like makes the process super fast. So it's only been a couple days of her being pregnant, but then she calls her baby little, what was it?
Oh, I didn't write
Little
it down.
what's their species called?
The Ookers.
Unkar, unk Ookers. She's
Ooker,
like
yeah.
little Ooker, and they're like, what? Like
Yeah,
they
because
have
they have
no
no
idea.
idea. They've never seen a woman, so they don't know what pregnancy is. And she has to like try to explain it because they're like, what this? Because she's like pregnant. And so Jael's like, what this? Talking to her belly. And that's when she's like, she tries to explain parents to them, and they're like, what parents? Like,
What?
what are those?
We come from crazy crocodile aliens. That's when we really find out like they were bred in a lab. They were in a plantation. That's all they were bred for. And that the two of them escaped. And then I think it was JL was they helped him escape. So like their job is to go around the planet and help other Uker escape.
And at this point, when she's trying to explain to him, she like realizes because they're like in a cave now, and she's like, something is happening. They're like contractions, but not, and it's bad. And she's like, it feels like hunger pains. And so
Yeah,
she's
she's
like,
like,
I need,
ah.
she says, I need meat. So,
Yeah, because she's a vegetarian up until this point.
oh, right. Forgot about that. She's a vegetarian.
Yeah, key plot point. And they're like, ah.
Yeah, so they carve meat off of whatever they've been carrying around and feed it to her,
She's
and she's
like,
like
not
eating it
enough.
raw. Yeah, and it's not raw,
Yeah.
but she's
So
just
one
like
of
eating
the alien men, the
it.
hunter one,
Ravnar.
Ravnar runs out and he's like, shit, fuck. And because she's like possessed. And so he gets meat from the bad crocodile aliens.
Yeah,
He kills
badness.
them. Badness. He kills them, brings them back, hogties them, like literally like splits them up like you would a deer, cooks them over the fire. And so when she wakes up, they give her the meat and she's like, oh, no. Right? And then she's like, realizes it's alien and she's like, meh.
Yeah, they feed her the
just...
heart. They give her heart first. Yeah, she's full and she's no longer craving meat, but now she's truly in labor.
Yeah, she's like, oh fuck. And she's
So
like, little ooker coming.
yes. Krog gets behind her, and then the other two are like on the side, and like one is massaging her aching breasts and releasing her milk for her.
Because that's definitely what I want to happen when I'm giving birth.
Yeah. And they're not like, they're like breastfeeding. Like one of them is breastfeeding on the side of her. I said she's giving birth and they are just sucking the
Yeah.
titties.
That cannot be helpful.
And it must have been though, because she has a healthy baby boy.
Yep. Baby little ooker.
Yes. And they name him Cirith, Krith, Cirith.
I don't know.
There's
They
a
name him
Y in there
something.
somewhere.
Yeah.
It's been less than a week, by the way, after. So she has this baby, and then the chapter ends, and it's been less than a week, and she's pregnant again.
Yeah, and
What?
he's like a toddler.
And yeah, this baby is a toddler.
Okay.
Something to do
And he
with their
has,
ucker genes,
yeah.
they like grow super fast. Yeah,
So
he's
they're
got
not
teeth
like
and
half
shit.
human at all?
They are, but they still grow super fast. Yeah.
Yes. She thinks that because the Nith made them, that they, when they were making them in the lab, that they used human DNA to make them, which is why they look like humans. Because you find out that originally the Ukers were more animalistic. They had more fur. I think she says they used to walk on four legs even, I think. I can't remember, but
Yeah.
they were more
Yeah.
animalistic. And so her doctor brain is like, oh, I bet because it was a Nis, they used human DNA, put it with Uker DNA. That made them more
Yeah.
humanoid. My guess is they look more
So,
like mountain goats.
yeah. Burly mountain goats. And
Yeah.
so they decide a cave is nowhere to be. So they travel and they come to their Ukur settlement that's like hidden in the Amazon of this alien planet. And first, Alex is like, I don't give a fuck. I've been naked for like 8 weeks now. But then all the other Ukur men, they're only men, come out because clearly the Niths only make male Ukers. And they're like, so like, woo, like looking at her, leering at her, that she becomes self-conscious with her baby, her toddler, and she's pregnant. And the three of them step in front of her. And then a big Uker named
Barag.
something like that steps up and he's like, well, I want your woman. And she's like, no. And the other three are like, no. But then JL steps up and he's like, I got this, the young one. So he gets a knife,
Yeah,
some
yep.
sort.
He uses a little
And then they
knife.
like WWE, like, bah, 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 bah. And of course they fight. And of course, JL wins. And he's like, anyone else want to fight for my woman? And
Well,
all the
not only
other
does he
Uker,
win, he guts him.
yeah, guts him and like I think gives Alex
Sternum
the heart.
to stomach. It says his entrails fall out with a pungent intestinal stench.
Great.
Great. I thought, thank you for adding that.
I think he gives Alex the heart, maybe. Did I make
Maybe
that
I
up?
didn't. I don't know. I
Whatever.
didn't. He then
And
beheads him.
all the other Uker men are like, that's cool,
Agreed.
bro. So then they're safe. They're all in this settlement. And Alex has like six or eight or
Nine. She's got
nine,
nine babies.
nine
Oh
Uker
my
babies running
God.
around.
Which makes
Are they
it
all
hard for them to
boys?
have, they're all boys, all
Yeah,
baby
all
boys.
boys. Yeah.
Because she has nine little Uker babies running around, it's hard for them to have foursomes. It's so sad.
Yeah.
So it's just
You mean
Alex.
threesomes? Well, I guess it's a foursome because
There's
there's three
four men.
men.
Yeah.
JK. Oops.
So they're in her and Krog and JL are in the tent, and she says that she can sort them out now by the taste of their cum.
And I'm like,
JL's is saltiest.
I'm
And
sorry. I don't care
Ravenel.
what anyone says. That shit tastes nasty. It does not matter.
Hey, don't yuck anyone's yum.
I'm sorry. I'm not yucking anyone's yum,
And
but I am. But I'm sorry.
she thinks that Krogs is the yummiest because it's the creamiest, and she holds it in her mouth sometimes for a couple minutes.
And I'm
Okay,
like, that's a lot. yeah.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah.
She says that Ravnar's has a strong chlorinated scent to it.
That's so gross.
So was there like something where there's like no such thing as women, whatever?
We don't really know. She just never, they're all boys. She's the only
Yeah.
woman.
That's
So,
weird. Yeah, we don't.
she's the only woman for now. They're at the Uker camp and they think things are going great. She's got nine babies. Ravnar's outside playing with them while she's having a little tryst with JL and Krog. And then they hear like gunfire is what Alex would say because she knows where Gunn was.
Blasters.
Yes. When they go out, they see that the Nith have invaded their Uker camp and they're on their
Yeah.
little hover bikes. They're just crocodiles on hover bikes, honestly, is what I'm picturing it, which gets a little cartoony if you ask me.
It gets a little Neopets
It's almost like the Jetsons in my mind all of a sudden. They're just like the Jetsons is such a deep cut that it makes
and
me feel so
so
old.
right. And so she starts fighting. Every other Uker in the camp starts fighting. They win, of course, but then she's worried that her third husband, what's his name?
Ravnar.
Ravnar, he's with all the babies. So she's like, oh my God, no. And then he like walks out of the long grass with like blood over him, carrying a baby, and then like
He's
all
carrying
of
three babies.
yeah, with the rest of
Three
the like
babies, and the other six are just running
six
around
toddlers
him.
are running around, and she's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then like, and then that's when she makes a decision. She's like, you know what? We need to save the other women from the Nith slaughterhouse.
Because she wants to
And
raise an army.
yes, to fight the Niths.
Yeah.
And so they're like,
She's
what?
all in. She
So
took to
she
the
has like
Dalaran
a
lifestyle really quickly.
pretty much. And so then she has like a whole conversation with the whole tribe about like, you know, we should save them. They could become your wives. Again, they can't be forced, but if they want to, they should. And they're all like, murr, murr, murr. And then the epilogue hits. And it's this old lady with her three older men, like
It says
grandpa
like
age.
65 cycles later, whatever that means.
Yeah.
My guess is
And
years.
so, I mean, she's like in her 80s, and she is surrounded by soldiers, and she's meeting with the human government because after all this time, the Uker have overthrown the Nith and they now control the Kish. Yay! And you know, the human government's like, what do you want? Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, I don't want anything from you. I'll let you take the rest.
Good luck. I didn't write notes. She says
Me
we don't
either.
want it. She what happens is she just doesn't want Earth to get too big in their britches again, So she says no more human trade. We'll still trade for money just so that they can destroy it.
Yeah,
And
because they
then
don't need money.
no, they don't use it. What they want to trade for, I got a fucking fuzz in my mouth. I'm sorry. What they want to trade for is like technology, so that they can have more advancements for the Ukers, right? And the Chancellor of Earth is like, fuck no, fuck you.
And then her guard next to her is
I
like,
got it.
rrr, like going. And that's when we realize the guard next to her is one of her grandsons, her favorite grandson.
Sorry, I just had to pull that hair out of my throat. It was like
Are you
down my
okay?
throat. I'm okay now. It was like
Ew, that's pretty
I
gross.
inhaled it. Okay, sorry. Yes, one of the soldiers is her grandson, and I
Yeah,
forgot
her
his name.
favorite grandson. And
Yeah.
she's like, it's okay.
She
And
says,
they're,
not yet.
yeah, and the humans are like, fuck you, this is terrible. And she's all like, you know what? It doesn't really matter. And like steeples her fingers as the old
And then,
lady.
yeah, and then you can hear like a bunch of shit happening outside. And they're like, what's going on? And then someone tries to leave, and she's like, I wouldn't leave if I were you, because what's going on out there isn't any better than what's about to happen to you. And then she tells her grandson, okay, now. And no, not yet. She doesn't tell him yet. But so there's curtains on the wall, and they pull the curtains down, and it turns out that they are in the Nith slaughterhouse where they used to take the humans. And they kind of realize what's about to happen. And that's when she tells her grandson, okay, now you can kill them all.
Because she wants like respectable human leaders to make trade. And they're
Yep.
like a conglomerate because they own all the Kish.
And she had already made a deal with the chancellor there, she had already made a deal with his opposing side back on Earth. So she kills them. The new people take over. The deal has already been made.
So
She
they like
kills them all.
slaughtered these people.
Like the human people.
Yes. And
Just
it's really
like the
nice.
chancellor and the
Yeah.
co-chancellor,
Yeah. And
whatever.
it's like really nice because she like watches her grandson do it. And you realize that like they successfully like rescued the women. And her and these women were like the grandmothers or like the mothers to the Uka race and like had many babies and trained them up and created a society that then overthrew the Kish. Or it's not the Kish, the Niths and took over the Kish, and she just wanted a better world for her people.
And she did it.
Yeah, and her three men are surrounding her.
Yeah.
Wow.
All still alive.
Yeah. And
What
that's
an
me. She
abrupt
has like
ending.
hundreds. She has hundreds of grandchildren.
Because she had like 100 something kids.
You're right. She had like 100 kids, and it's like doubled the amount in grandkids.
That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's meat.
Huh.
Thoughts.
The next
Crazy that
book.
there was like a big like attack, and then the next chapter was an epilogue.
It was. Well, because I kept
Pretty
going,
much.
where's the conflict?
Yeah.
And the conflict lasted about 2 pages. And then all of a sudden, she was like, I've made my decision. We will go to war, and I will make the women breed more ukers so we can kill everyone.
Huh. I mean, love that for her, I guess. Like, since she was like, it's a good thing it was a woman who was into all this from the
Yeah, 'cause she's
start.
like, what's a better fate, like dying in a slaughterhouse or just like having a mate, like having children?
Right.
So.
Some of the unhinged reviews that I found on Goodreads is they are so funny.
Read them.
I'm about to. Okay. It says, wow, this was weird. Don't get me wrong, I liked it. But damn if I wasn't worried for a good portion of it. It is just pure smut with a dose of dark alien weirdness. This is definitely for you. It was weird. I don't know how to explain it. Lizzie made a deal with the devil because she can write the most triggering, unnatural, anti-humanity things ever, and I still don't hate it. Super smutty sci-fi, also kind of twisted and a little gross at times, but I read it cover to cover. I guess I was in the mood for this. If you're seeing me rating this 4 stars, no, you aren't.
That's the
Sometimes you just need a little weird alien porn to brighten your day.
Yeah. And I like, so Courtney, what would you give this stars and chili pepper wise?
Okay, so Chili Pepper, I'm gonna give it a 4. I thought that because it was weird, right? But like it still was like it was still hot, if you ask me. It was primal. I did not like the force feeding. That took
Me
me out of
either.
it.
Yeah.
As far as plot goes, I will say 3. The plot was like it was fun, and I liked learning new, like, because it's not Earth, so I had to like learn things and remember things. But it wasn't plot heavy.
Yeah.
It was quick though. It was a quick read. Quick
It was.
book. Easy.
I'd give it four chili peppers. And I'd also give it a three because it was a quick, easy read. I never was like, oh my God, I gotta get through this. So that's why I'd give it a three over like a two and a half. Even though it wasn't like my cup of tea, it was a solid read. Don't need to read the rest in the series, but
No, and
like,
then in the next one, she has four ochre maids.
see, that for me is too many to keep track of. Three is hard enough. And I thought it was great. Like if you're looking for something kind of unhinged, like some dabbling into alien life, I think this is like a good pick. Kristen, after our review, what would you give it?
Well, I don't think I'll be reading it. However, I was quite interested whilst you were explaining it. It kept my interest. I would say like a three. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I was reading it, if I could have gotten through it. Well, maybe, I've gotten through some other stuff.
If you could read Daddy's Addiction, you could read this, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Hands down, this is way better.
I mean, I'm not really, I love fantasy, but I don't really love sci-fi. I don't know, it was interesting. I mean, I was interested, and then all of a sudden you were like, epilogue. I was like, oh,
Oh,
okay.
me
That's
too.
how
That's
I
how I
felt reading it.
was. I was like,
Oh.
oh. Our next book for our listeners is Deep End by Allie Hazelwood. I loved it. Kristen so far is not a fan, but I guess
Well,
that
it's not
may
that I'm not a
change.
fan. I'm just hoping it turns a corner, which it might.
I mean, I thought the sex was good in it, so
I was just telling Desi because, I watch hockey and like the whole time I'm like, oh, he's hot. He's hot. I'm like, I'm not passing a Bechdel test anytime soon. Like, I'm horrible. And so like we're reading these books and you're like, I thought the sex was good. But like I don't even give a shit about plot sometimes. I'm just like,
No,
okay, skim, skim, skim. All right, here we go. Skim, skim.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
like
not
I'm
passing a
listening
test.
to a Scarlett Sinclair's King of Battle and Blood, which I've read before, and it's not a great book, but I'm still listening to it because it's like good smut.
The smut, and that is so good.
Honestly, every book she writes, I know people love her, Scarlett Sinclair, but I find her books boring, but the smut is always like on point. So
It
I'm like,
is.
you
And I'll tell
know.
you what, the King of Battle and Blood is it's like angry sex.
It's
Like they hate
good.
each other.
It's
It's
kind of
good.
better listening to it than reading it because I've read it and I think it's better on Audible. I'm currently reading Dawn of Onyx. I know I'm kind of like late to the TikTok book talk game. It's very good, little smut, and yet I'm still reading it, which is
Okay,
shocking.
that's crazy.
Because if there's not wiener like by like page 15, I'm kind of like, ooh, I'm out. Like
That's why I'm so
I,
surprised that you like Deep End.
yeah, because the it is good by the time you get to it. Also, like, Shatter Me, the Shatter Me series that's super big is like on sale on Kindle this week. And I'm like, it's YA, I can't do it. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's no wiener, I can't do
Yeah.
it.
I read a whole book that was they're like, this is like if you love Fourth Wing, read this. And I read it and I was like, this is a YA novel. But I've already started and I have to finish it. I don't ever DNF really.
Oh,
And so
I
I
hate
read this
that.
whole first book. And let me tell you what, it's a pretty good book, but there is no smut. They mention it and you have to like they allude to it, but you're
I
like,
cannot fade to black.
I can't use my imagination like that.
No, because at least
Yeah.
the Mercy Thompson books, the Patricia Briggs books, it hints to everything. And
Yeah,
that's
and
like
some
a,
of the scenes
I don't
they
know, there's
do.
something better. And they do a little more. There's something about it that's just like so much better than like a YA
Yeah.
novel.
Mercy Thompson is like when I think of romance novels, that's like Mercy Thompson is like a sci-fi or not sci-fi. Well, I guess, yeah.
Paranormal.
Yeah, romance, you know,
Yeah,
but it's
it's not like
romance.
smutty, you
No,
know. It
no.
has some spicy elements, but
Yeah.
it's still my favorite book series of all time after Fourth Wing. I'd say it's
Okay.
Mercy Thompson and then Fourth Wing. So, but thanks for listening, y'all. I hope you read it.
Yeah,
Support
this
an
was
indie
fun.
author. It's
Was
Kindle Unlimited.
it different? It was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I liked it though. I think people should read it. She
Yeah,
has tons
definitely.
of alien paranormal, like that's what she writes. I went and looked, so yeah.
But anyways, we love meat. This has been the Lewd Librarians podcast. My name is Bailey.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
Make sure you read Deep End before our next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.